Hi, I'm Dr. Tim Clinton for the James Dobson Family Institute. Who inspires you on matters of faith, family, and culture? If you don't already get it, sign up for Dr. Dobson's monthly newsletter at drjamesdobson.org. Each month, you're going to receive insight and news that impacts your family and solid advice that you can trust. Whether it's wisdom for parents, tips for building a lasting marriage, or discernment on issues your family may be facing, you're going to find direction, encouragement, and more every month. Visit drjamesdobson.org and sign up for that monthly newsletter today. And again, that's drjamesdobson.org. You'll be glad you did.
Today on Family Talk.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Dr. James Dobson, and this is Family Talk, which is a division of the James Dobson Family Institute. Today, we're going to talk about an extremely dangerous piece of legislation that was passed recently by the Democrats in the House of Representatives. It's called the Equality Act. You've probably been hearing about it. Christians and conservatives are alarmed, those who are informed, and we're here today to help you know what this legislation is all about. To alert you, I have written an op-ed statement, and if you didn't hear it, I hope you will listen very carefully today, because this provides kind of a summary of where we are. In the history of our nation, there have been times when evil was so apparent and so heinous that they stand in infamy decades later. They include the Dred Scott decision on slavery in 1857 and the Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion in 1973. Now we're faced with another such tragic moment in American history. A few days ago, May 17th, Democrats in the House of Representatives passed what they call the Equality Act of 2019, which is a breathtaking piece of legislation in its scope. It passed the House by a vote of 236 to 173. There were 228 Democrats and 8 Republicans. If a version of this bill survives a vote in the Senate and is signed by the president, this legislation will impose one of the most egregious assaults on religious liberty ever foisted on the people of this great nation. It imposes a thinly veiled death sentence to the First Amendment of the Constitution and takes away the protections against the tyranny that were handed down to us by our founding fathers. It was this unyielding commitment to religious liberty that led to the Declaration of Independence in 1776 and eventually to the American Revolutionary War. Tens of thousands of pastors and patriots of that day died to free themselves from British imperialism. Thank God for the men who stood courageously against the most powerful military in the world at that time, because freedom meant more to them than their own lives. I sort of feel like we're there today. Let me speak candidly and passionately to people of faith throughout these United States. I don't remember making a statement quite this strong before. We must not remain silent as our fundamental liberties are gutted by the far left and the LGBTQ movement. They will enslave us if the Equality Act and subsequent invasive legislation prevails. And remember, even if the Senate strikes down this legislation, conservatives might lose the majority in the next election, which will put the matter to a vote again. We must let our voices be heard in the United States Senate at this time, and frankly, then to the world. Viva liberty. Viva the First Amendment to the Constitution. Viva biblical values and beliefs. And woe to them who would take them from us. Now, that's passionate language, but it's evoked by those freedom-loving citizens who fully understand what the Congress has tried to do to us in this Equality Act. With that, I want to introduce my great friend and colleague, Kelly Shackelford. He's been here before. I love this man, and I appreciate so much what he's doing. He's the founder and CEO of the First Liberty Institute, the nation's largest legal organization focused on protecting religious freedom. Kelly and his team are on the front lines of the defense of righteousness and defending constitutional rights. He's out there while some of us are thinking about other things. Kelly is a frequent guest on national news programs, and his op-ed pieces have appeared in the New York Times, the Washington Times, and others. With that, let me say welcome back, Kelly.
It's great to be here.
It's so good to have you here. You have been here. You've been ahead of the game. You've been talking here about things that we would read about in the newspapers after it was too late. Do you, having just heard what I said and what I read, tell me if you think I've overstated the case in regard to the Equality Act of 2019?
Look, I don't even have to speak for myself. I'm holding in my hands here a headline that says, "A liberal law professor explains why the Equality Act would, quote, crush religious dissenters."
This is a liberal now.
Liberal.
He was saying what the intent is here is to crush religious liberty.
Let me read a quote from him. "This," talking about the Equality Act, "is not a good faith attempt to reconcile competing interests. It is an attempt by one side to grab all the disputed territory and to crush the other side," talking about those who believe in religious freedom. So the Equality Act, essentially the best summary I can give people is, it says that in every case that sexual orientation, gender identity, transgenderism trumps religious freedom. In every case. I don't care whether it's in your employment, whether it's in your schools, whether it's in your Christian schools. You think it's just public. It's not. Whether it's with women and girls and the privacy they would expect in their showers.
How about parenting?
Whether it is you as a parent. This is what the act does, but we don't even have to theorize what will happen. It's already happening. I mean, for instance, you talk about parents. There have already been parents who have lost in court. They've had the authority over their children taken away because they would not support transitioning from one sex to another. Okay, this is an attempt to solidify what's called sexual orientation, gender identity type laws as a national law in every area. I mean, it's pervasive. It's in every area of life, whether you're a medical professional, whether it's in your employment, whether it's you as a parent, whether it's your nonprofit organization. It's all across the board, which is why even a liberal law professor would say this would just crush religious freedom completely on this issue. And so that's why
it sounds to me like it will touch almost every area of society.
It will.
It's a power grab of the first order, and it's primarily to appease or to cooperate with LGBTQ. They're going to grab control of this culture, and they start with this piece of legislation.
Yeah, this is sort of the dream of getting everything they want all in one bill, and that pushes religious freedom aside. So that's the whole purpose.
What is going on with the American people? Do they know about this? Are they aware they're about to lose constitutionally granted rights and privileges in the Bill of Rights? Do they understand all that's on the line?
I don't think most people know that this is moving through, which is why shows like yours are so important to tell people what's actually going on out there. The Equality Act sounds really nice, right? The Equality Act. Yeah. But of course, this is always the way congressmen and legislators do things now. They put these nice covers to these bills and that, you know, if they become law, would be incredibly damaging to other people's freedoms. And so there's been a lot written on this, but you have to be aware. Most people probably don't know this has passed the House, and now it's on its way to the Senate. That if it passed, it would apply in all states. And there are people who have had these battles in their states about whether we're going to put this type of thing in the curriculum for all the public schools of their
states.
It's
happened in Colorado.
Absolutely.
And it's taking place right now.
It is. California, I mean, we could go through a number of states where they've had this battle in their state, but this is taking that and making it national. And not just in education, but in every area of life. And again, it's kind of like, I know you remember, we talked about in the past, there was a head of the EEOC, Kai Feldblum, and they had asked, you know, what do you do when religious freedoms conflict with, you know, LGBT issues? And her response was, Christians lose, LGBT wins in all cases.
And if this becomes law, that'll be even more so.
That'll be exactly what happens in this country. And again, people think, well, this is just the public schools in my state. No. It specifically says if you're a place of accommodation, meaning people can come to your school, then you now have to follow these new, quote, non-discrimination rules.
There's no exemption for people of faith.
No exemption,
Christians,
on the basis of religion.
No exemption. Get that, everybody. That means that what you believe and what you stand for and what you would give your life for does not matter in the law.
That's right.
That's pretty strong.
It is. You know, what you said, I think, is what people need to catch, which is there is no exemption for religious freedom or religious organizations.
With your own children, mind you.
And the reason for that is the whole purpose of this is to demolish anybody who has different beliefs, who has religious beliefs. And so they don't want there to be religious freedom or freedom of conscience for people who disagree with their goals. So that's why, unlike almost any other legislation where you would see, well, we're not going to tell religious groups that they have to follow things that are against their faith, or those exemptions are not in this. There are no exemptions for you. Doesn't matter where you go to church, what religious school you're a part of, what your beliefs are with regard to your own children.
Are there criminal penalties involved here?
Well, not criminal penalties, but there are penalties where you can be sued. And you can be sued and you know, subjected to all, you know, not only the lawsuit, but the penalties from the lawsuit if you engage in this type of discrimination.
Here's another statement. What will this bill mean for medical people? You've already mentioned that. Who will be required to violate their own consciences in regard to all aspects of sexuality, including transgender surgery and hormone treatment, especially for women.
Well,
they're going to be forced to do this.
They will. There'll be no defense for them, no religious freedom defense. And again, not only did they not provide an exemption, but this law goes into the federal law for religious freedom and specifically takes out the religious freedoms protection that are in those federal laws. It says that protection does not apply under the Equality Act. So they not only didn't provide an exemption, they went into the current federal law that provides religious freedom protection and they wiped it out. They said you can't use it as a defense, as a protection that you're following your religious freedom.
Yeah, I called it breathtaking. It really is in the way the reach goes to just about every dimension of the culture.
And
it's aimed at Christianity.
You can think about this. If you're, let's say you have a Christian school, and now you have to allow people, whether they're physically male or female, to be on the track team with whatever they identify with.
What's that going to do to women's sports?
It's going to destroy women's sports, right? And the privacy, you have to allow them into the showers, into the different locker rooms. And, you know, we've seen the results of this already. I mean, there's been sexual assaults in different states because of this, because we don't have that natural protection. But this would go not just to public schools, which would be massive. When you think of all the public schools in the country, it would go to private schools as well. There's no exemption because you're a religious school or religious organization.
Now, this is not just the policy of the school. This is a federal law that will affect, for example, Christian schools and what they do with their locker rooms and bathrooms.
Exactly. It will tell them what their beliefs may be.
This makes me angry. I mean, I don't want to be unchristian about it, but it's such an assault on what I believe and what I've stood for all these years that it creates great opposition to it. And I do hope that our listeners are feeling the same thing, especially those who share our values.
Well, and that's why I started out with the quote from this liberal law professor, because what we'd always thought in this country is people can have different beliefs and we can all coexist. This is not an attempt to coexist. This is an attempt to use the power of federal law to crush anyone who has different beliefs on all these issues. And it's the most extreme thing I've ever seen, and it would totally change our country. And really, it's going to result in massive numbers of lawsuits if they do this, because that's going to be the only protection left, is to try to see if the Constitution will protect people when the Congress wants to eviscerate their religious freedom's protections. Without religious freedom, there's incredible evil that occurs by the government, an abuse of its people. And it's called our first freedom for a reason. The founders realized you lose your religious freedom, you'll lose all your freedom, your political freedom, your free speech, everything. And we can certainly see that in the type of legislation that's trying to pass.
It's going to affect adoption and foster care.
Absolutely. Yeah. The lawsuits have already started before the federal law. If they pass this, it'll just nationalize it, where the major groups who are placing these children who need to be placed, like Catholic Charities and a number of these major national groups, are being told they can't place the children with just a mother and a father. That if they won't place them with two men or two women or other arrangements, then the state will not allow them to participate, and they would rather these children go not being placed anywhere. That's how extreme this is. Of what they're doing, that not only is bad in religious freedom, but it's harming these children. So if you're a Christian organization and you want to place children with a mother and a father, the idea that you would be excluded from doing so when you're providing most of the placements because of some politically correct belief now about LGBT shows that this is not about what's best for the children, what's best for the country. This is about trying to force people to agree with you. Look, if you want to provide placements for other things, you go do that. But don't tell the Baptist group that they have to violate their faith and where they place children. You need plenty of children placed with mothers and fathers. That should be something we should all be for. But the lawsuits have already started. There's major lawsuits in Michigan. There have been legislation passed in a number of the states on this. But this would solve the issue completely in one direction. It would say nationally, we're going to exclude all you foster care and child placement groups, all you Christian groups across the country. You now can only operate in this industry if you'll sign something violating your faith. I mean, they're going to have to shut down, or they're going to have to change their faith.
Kelly, of all aspects of this that concern me, the attempt to control our children, the next generation, is at the top of the list. Here in Colorado, it has recently been decided, the legislature has voted and the governor has signed it, that children as young as 9 are going to be taught transgender concepts, and where you talk to them about how transgender occurs, about surgery and hormones and things of that nature, and put into their mind. Their attempt is to absolutely control the next generation. You control that in the classroom, that is the nation in just a few years. And parents are powerless to stop this. I just cannot understand why there isn't an uprising in a state like Colorado and California and Massachusetts and other places where this effort is made to take away from parents the authority to raise their own kids and to indoctrinate them with things that are contrary to their belief system.
Well, and that's what this Equality Act takes, that which is being done in a number of states, and makes it national. Every public school, every state. And so that's why, the bad news is this Equality Act has passed the House. The good news is it has not passed the Senate. And as you're calling people to be responsible, to not be silent, they can do something. I mean, everybody has two senators in every state of this country, and this is now before the Senate. Majority Leader McConnell has said he's not planning to bring this up for a vote, but that doesn't mean somebody can't attach it to another bill. And so it's very possible that your senators will be addressing this issue, and even long term, you need to educate them and say, here's what I want you to do on this, because this is going to be an issue that's going to keep coming. And so everybody can speak to their representative, their two U.S. senators, and they can let their heart be known and really their concern for religious freedom and what this would mean for the country. So it's not done yet. It got through the House, but it still has to go through the Senate and even be signed by the president. And so certainly in the short term, I think there's a lot of hope to stop this, but it is definitely coming like a freight train. And unless people speak up and speak common sense, again, I started out reading you what a liberal law professor said about this. This is not something that is in the middle. This is an incredibly extreme piece of legislation that would strip away the religious freedoms really of all Americans and would create a lot of horrible situations where people were asked to violate their conscience or be punished by the federal government.
Yeah, let me speak personally, Kelly. There are a lot of people listening to us right now. I'm thankful for that audience. But there was a time when if I would come before the Focus on the Family audience back then with this kind of message, it would melt down the switchboard in the Congress or wherever the offense was occurring. Because we were heard on 7,000 stations. We're heard on 1,300 today. But I'm begging the people who are hearing this, there may be a half million of them, there may be more, to call your senator and let them know how you feel about this and how strongly you feel and what you will do if they are not mindful of religious liberty and the constitutional rights that we have held down from the time of our founding fathers. We can't let that go. We can't walk away from it. We can't close our eyes to it. Our children are at stake. Our marriages are at stake. Our country is at stake.
And it's within our hands to do something. I mean, people, this is not a law. This is a bill that they're trying to make a law. And it's only through one-third of the process. So it's something people can speak out about. Look, I spend my entire career fighting for religious freedom. If this, God forbid, if this passes, we're going to be in court using the Constitution, which protects religious freedom, against these attempts to strip it away from Americans. But I'd rather not be there. I've got plenty of work already with cases all over the country. This is something that Americans can stop before it starts. And so I know that there's information, if they don't feel like they have enough information, hopefully they have just by what we've talked about. But I know Family Talk, First Liberty, we will provide information on our website so they can see that. But it's really easy to call your two U.S. senators and tell them on the Equality Act where you stand.
How do they reach you, Kelly?
Easiest way for us is just you spell out the words firstliberty.org. Firstliberty.org, and we'll have right on the website a pop-up that'll provide the information on the Equality Act and how they can reach us if they have any questions.
Kelly, you're my brother. I appreciate you. Thank you for what you stand for and what you're doing, and I pray that we will get this message out to enough people to make a difference. You are a national treasure. Thank you for coming. I want you here tomorrow. Let's hear the good side, because there are some good things that are happening. God bless you, friend.
You too.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
This is Roger Marsh, and I hope you've enjoyed today's edition of Family Talk. And now, before we close, here's a special message from Dr. Dobson.
America is facing its greatest challenge today, maybe since World War II, because the American family is crumbling before our eyes. There's just so much going on that concerns us. James Dobson Family Institute is in the thick of the struggle. And frankly, we do need your help, because the task is enormous. Fortunately, we have a very generous donor who has given us a very significant matching grant to help fund the ministry and our efforts to make a difference in the culture. And the wonderful thing is that what that really means when you have a matching grant is that it doubles the value of a gift. So if you are able and would like to come alongside us in this struggle, we would certainly appreciate your partnership. And we would appreciate your prayers, too, because that's the source of all meaning for all of us. So I hope you'll come by and see us when you can, and God be with you.
Thank you, Dr. Dobson. And remember, you can go now to drjamesdobson.org or call 877-732-6825 to be a part of this match while it lasts. Again, that's drjamesdobson.org or call 877-732-6825. And thanks so much for your continued support.